Hello, I'm Patrick Chavez. You're listening to LED Everybody's review of Please Like Us Production present Matt and Ben at the Sherry in North Hollywood. Besides an unfortunate medical emergency that took place during the show, handled very well by everyone in attendance, as they say in show business, and I would know, these are the tips you learn in show business. The show must go on. Even when it doesn't go on, it goes on. More than 20 years have passed, but after watching Please Like Us Productions of Matt and Ben at the Sherry, just another example of good writing can hold up for a very long time. The team deliver like a motherfucker. It's a good time and a Gwyneth impression that should be explored. This show should be on your list. Matt and Ben premiered in the early 2000s, written by the now famous Mindy Kaling, The Office, The Mindy Project, and Brenna Withers, with a more low-key trajectory in the theater space. Really broke into the industry, funny enough, with a play that also helped a young Matt Damon and Ben Affleck break in with the Oscar-winning screenplay Good Will Hunting. Matt and Ben performed by women. That's part of the show. It's a comedy about imagined writing of Good Will Hunting, where a copy of the script falls from the sky, causing hilarious sequence of events between the two early in their career before the fame. Can't ignore it. It happened. There was a medical issue that happened in the audience on opening night, so the show had to be halted. Responsibly, for what I could tell at the time, the person was fine. Before that, multiple times I was cracking up. This is a very funny show, and Genevieve and Spring work really well on stage together. Might have to see it again. It's a good time. At a flat hour with no intermission, it's a great length. The inclusion of the other characters beyond Matt and Ben also helps keep the gag going without it ever feeling stale. I would say having at least some idea about these actors and pop culture will definitely help with more enjoyment of the material, but even those with their heads under a rock that haven't seen School Ties? First of all, what are you doing? What life are you living? Very detailed looking set, early 20s looking apartment, and the acting headshots on the wall unlocks college memories for many that grew up in California. Got the Patriots flag and the Celtics jersey laying around to represent the Boston area? I don't care if it's a possible spoiler here. Spring Ferreira's Gwyneth Paltrow impression in this slaps. It's hilarious. And Ferreira transforms into the character. I could watch a play with this comedic rendition. It would be called Gwyn or Goop. A dynamic duo not to be missed. Genevieve captures Damon's intelligence, but also the ego. And Spring's Ben is lovable, if not crazily ill-prepared throughout in very comical ways. This show really missed an opportunity to do dogma jokes. I give Matt and Ben an 8.6 out of 10. It's a great show. LA Theater Bites recommended. Thank you for listening and thank you for supporting LA Theater.